There's news today that the White House social secretary is stepping down. Desiree Rogers came in for much criticism after a gate-crashing episode at the president's first state dinner last year. She plans to leave her post sometime next month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
White House social secretary isn't usually a high-profile position, but Desiree Rogers made it one. The wealthy Chicagoan and longtime friend of the first family brought her own star power to the job. In an interview with NPR's Michelle Norris, soon after the president's swearing-in last year, Rogers said she saw her role as much more than a simple party planner.
In my mind, there are multi-layers to this position. So I put party planning at kind of letter E. Starting with letter A is the overall strategy for the events at the White House.
Like her boss, Rogers was a pathbreaker, the first African-American to hold the title of social secretary. She raised eyebrows in traditional Washington, wearing glamorous designer gowns and posing for magazine spreads. But the Harvard-educated business executive was not intimidated as she went about promoting what she called the Obama brand.
When you talked to previous social secretaries, did they say anything to you that terrified you?
No.
You're not easily shaken.
I'm not. You can't be and be in this job.
Rogers' organizational skills got their biggest test last November when the administration hosted its first state dinner in honor of the Indian prime minister. An elaborate tent was pitched on the south lawn of the White House to accommodate hundreds of invited guests. But not everyone who showed up had an invitation. A Virginia couple, Tarek and Mikhail Salahi, talked their way past heavy White House security. The would-be reality show stars later tried to explain themselves on NBC's Today Show.
We're greatly saddened by portraying my wife and I as party crashers, and I can tell you we did not party crash the White House.
Congress grilled the Secret Service over the apparent breakdown in security, but the White House refused to let Rogers testify. She later acknowledged that staffers from her office were not present at the security checkpoint to help in checking invitations, a lapse that's since been corrected. The president and first lady issued a statement today saying they're enormously grateful to Rogers for the terrific job she's done. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said Rogers delivered on her pledge to make the White House the people's house.
The doors of this house were opened to folks that had not necessarily always gotten to be here. Whether it was school children from the area, whether it was low-income kids that got an opportunity to see the White House up close and inside of it.
Rogers plans to leave her position next month. She told the Chicago Sun-Times she's exploring opportunities in the corporate world. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.